Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mackey. Started the 8 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for finding us. Appreciate it. Let's head out to the Fan Hotline where we find the one and only Bob Smizek, longtime columnist at the Post-Gazette. Bob, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
I am doing great. Talking about all kinds of stuff, but specifically and a lot with the Steelers and James Harrison and Ben Roethlisberger's comments today, so I wanted to start by asking you about those, but we'll bounce around, talk a little Pirates, maybe a little Penguins.
Sure.
What did you make of reading what those guys said and that sort of stuff, sort of framing the narrative around the team right now?
Well, I saw what Ben said. I did not see what James Harrison said, but Ben was right on the mark as far as I'm concerned. This team was 10-3 at one time, and I just think it was playing a little bit over its head. Let me ask you this question. Who are the best offensive players on that team?
Oh, boy. That's a low bar. I mean, it's...
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
You got Pickett, who's above average, and the tight end is above average. But after that, there's almost nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think their future is definitely not good. I think they'll probably go with Justin Fields. But, you know, he started over 40 NFL games and has not really shown himself to be the kind of quarterback that you want to stake your franchise on. He may be their best bet, but I just think the Steelers are in for a really tough time.
Yeah, I do too, Bob. And, I mean, I would not pay Russell Wilson. I don't understand. I was talking about this earlier. I don't understand what Russell Wilson's doing going out there on the Pat McAfee show and saying there have been discussions or something like that. I would be shocked if those discussions existed.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense.
No, I can't see it either. You know, he would probably be a better fit next year than Fields. But he's also, you know, he's going to be, 37 or 38 next year. If they're going to go with one of those two, I definitely think it should be Fields. And I don't know if they have any other options beyond that. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some people in free agency, but whether they can do that or whether they want to do that is another matter.
Fan Evening Show, we're chatting with Bob Smizek, longtime columnist for the Post-Gazette. And Bob, just to point it out, what Harrison said, quote, it's not what you're used to. The standard is the standard. It feels like a saying now. It's not something you actually see. So, I mean, it's a lot what Ben said, that the standard is slipping. I was surprised that he and Ben said it the way they did, but I didn't think either one was wrong. And, you know, my question to you, go ahead.
A little unusual for former players to come back, and especially Ben, who probably knows a lot of the guys in the team, to come back and say what they did. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying it's a little unusual, but they have every right to say what they want to say. And like I said before, I agree with them. I think the Steelers just outplayed themselves for the first 13 games of the season, and they set some very high expectations, and I don't think they're going to be able to live up to those expectations, certainly not next year, perhaps for several more years.
Yeah, and just in hindsight or looking at context, like I just think they beat some teams that weren't really good. Like they happened to get the Ravens when the Ravens were kind of down before the Ravens found themselves, and they had the last one before that happened. And yeah, it's just I'm not sure they really proved anything other than there's the teams they saw three times in 11 days, and then there's a gap, and then there's the Steelers. It's not where you want to be.
Yeah, they played, I mean, not to take anything away from them, I thought they played really well when they were going well. But obviously the competition wasn't what they would be facing at the end of the season, and it caught up to them.
Yep. Pretty easy decision for you, Bob, to go with Fields next season. Would you consider anything else, or are you pretty sold on Fields? I'm sold on Fields.
I am not sold on Fields. I would prefer them to reach out and maybe get somebody else in free agency. I'm not quite sure what's out there, but there are going to be some people. I just think that, I think Fields either started he started over 40 games for the Bears. He started six games with the Steelers. That's a lot of experience. And I don't think if you've had that much time and that much opportunity that you're going to develop into the kind of quarterback that you almost – it's now so blatant that you need the really great quarterback to get where you want to go. And I don't think he's that guy.
Yeah. All right, last football question, Bob, before we turn to some baseball. But who do you like this weekend and why?
Okay, I definitely like Buffalo. I mean, I think they have the better team. And you just looking at the body of work of Kansas City this year and just so many close games, I really think Buffalo is a – I'm going to say a – Buffalo is a better team, maybe not significantly better, but a better team. And I really think they have probably the better quarterback, although it's hard to argue with Mahomes. But I think that Buffalo will beat them by a touchdown. And in the second game, what a great story the Commanders are. What a future that quarterback has in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Eagles are too good. I think Hurst is a good quarterback. They've got the great running back. I just think I'm not sure that game will be that close.
Yeah. Boy, I wouldn't mind trading spots with the Commanders, though, because of the quarterback situation. That Daniels kid can play, man. That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Oh, now they have a chance to build around him when he's not making a lot of money. They are in the perfect situation to add on talent, because you don't have to pay your quarterback $40 million.
Yep. All right, let's talk a little baseball. I doubt that you expected the Pirates to have a flurry of off-season activity, Bob. But did you expect this? Has it surprised you how quiet it's been?
I did not expect this. I really thought they would be more active. But now that we are in late January, I guess, I really think they're going to do what they did last year, which is see who's left over. And last year it was, I believe, after spring training started, Aroldis Chapman, who was a wonderful pickup, and then Taylor, who I thought was a wonderful pickup. I thought he'd be the perfect option in center field. Pretty good offense, really good defense, but he did not live up to those expectations, particularly on offense. So I just think, what's the word? They're dumpster diving, really. That's not to say that Chapman was dumpster diving. Whoever would have dreamt they would pay him $10 million, but they did. Apparently, they had some money left over and could do that. Maybe they have some money left over this year and will do something similar. But I'm very, very, I'm very down on the Pirates, Jason. So many, you wait, and they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Year after year.
I hear you.
I take it back to 2000.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
16, Pedro Alvarez led the team in home runs. I think he was second or third in RBIs. He had an OPS of close to 800, and they didn't even try to re-sign him. And he went to Baltimore for not a lot of money. So that really said something to me. He's got a really good team here. Let's keep him, and let's keep Neil Walker, and let's try and do something here. And when they didn't do that, I just year after year after year, I become more soured on them.
I think this is sort of a gigantic gamble. I don't know if that's the right word, but like they're counting on a lot of their internal improvements to occur, and for the Spencer Horwitz signing, like you can prop up an argument based on advanced numbers that this is, not a terrible guy to play at first base. But I think a lot of people understandably have their doubts about what they're doing, and if they can't moneyball their way to a winning season here. Or if they get off to a bad start, I mean, geez, if we think the negativity surrounding them now is a lot, I don't know what it'll be in May if get off to a lousy start. Jeez.
Well, I agree with you that Horwitz, particularly on a platoon basis, who knows what he'll do against left-handed pitching, but I think there's a chance for him to become a solid major league player. But the key for the Pirates is Hayes, Sawinski, and Henry Davis. And I'm not sure any of those three guys can come back. And the Pirates certainly don't seem to be counting on Henry Davis or Jack Sawinski. And they're not. Doesn't look like they're willing to put a lot of money into right field. Maybe you can help me with this, Jason. I don't understand what they're doing with Henry Davis. I mean, is he a catcher? Is he a right fielder? Is he a DH? I don't know, but it seems to me like they're about ready to give up on him, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a magic answer either. I mean, my own closet suspicion is if they got a good trade offer for him, if he was going to be part of helping somebody and another team valued him, I don't think they would be against it. I just don't know. Who looks at what he's done in the major leagues and is going to give the Pirates a ton for him.
I don't see where he has any future with the team.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the platoon first baseman with Horwitz.
No.
They have no interest in him playing right field with the way they're looking at other options. And it could be the catchers are Barton and Andy Rodriguez. So
yeah. He could start in AAA easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is wild for a 1-1 pick in the 2021 draft. Like, he should be in the big leagues.
He has murdered minor league pitching. So I don't know what they're – I agree with you. He could end up there, but he almost has nothing to prove there.
Yeah. How many games do you think they win this year, Bob?
Something close to what they did last year, somewhere in the mid-70s, I think.
Yeah.
Again, I just don't know how good the rest of baseball is. You used to be able to say how good the division is, but now the games are more spread out. But even within a division, they play still play a lot of their games there. And I have no idea, really, how good any of those teams are going to be. None of them have made big strides. None of them, like the Pirates, have made particularly big strides in the offseason.
Chatting with Bob Smizek, former Post-Gazette columnist here on the Fan Evening Show. A couple more questions for Bob. Wanted to ask a little big picture stuff, Bob, about, you know, it's been a conversation topic. I'm sure you've caught wind of it here or in the paper or whatever, but, you know, how dark is this time in Pittsburgh sports? It's the darkest time since blah, blah, blah. You know, you've seen a heck of a lot more than I have. How does this resonate on your scale or whatever? You know, is this a concerning amount of losing?
I can't quite pick up the year, but towards the late 80s, the Pirates had faded, the Steelers had faded, and I don't think the Penguins were particularly good either. I don't have a good memory for that. So I would think 70, 87, 88,
yeah,
89 may not have been very good. But this is a truly a bleak time. I just don't see the Pirates doing it. The Penguins, they really put themselves in a deep hole. I mean, their decision to extend Malkin and Letang, that's really just blowing up in their face. The Steelers, well, they made the playoffs this year. I would say the Steelers, and not that I'm saying it was a lot of conviction, have the best chance to make the playoffs, the first of the three teams to make the playoffs. As far as the Stanley Cup, a World Series, or a Super Bowl, I can't even envision something like that with the way that, and it's we're a little spoiled in Pittsburgh. It's very hard to win those titles.
Yeah.
And they don't seem in a position to do that anytime soon. Things can change, but right now I can't see it.
Bob, you'll probably yell at me for this. Other people have, certainly. I think the Pirates are best positioned to win a playoff game or series.
I'm going to yell at you, Jason.
But here's why I'm saying that, Bob. Look at their starting rotation. If they can somehow figure out a way to get into the playoffs, they play in a mediocre division. They were 56-54 after 100 games last year, and they have a really good young rotation. Like, if they could score some runs and catch the darn ball, they could win a round.
That's possible.
It's all right. You can yell at me now. Okay. I can live
but,
with
you know, Jared Jones did not finish strong.
I know.
Who's the guy they picked up from Philadelphia?
Bailey Falter. He has faltered strong. Before. I know.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying Jones is going to come back and do well, but they've got a small window, I believe. I think Skeens is going to be here for 3 more years. Some people may say more. I say 3 more years. And they're not reacting to the window that they have. And I don't know, again, I'm really down on them, Jason. I don't know if they ever are going to be willing to put the to make a move towards the championship. But, you know, the Pirates may have as good a chance of making the playoffs as the other two teams. You're right, they're in a weak division, have a good rotation. But they got their offense is just terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it's like damning with faint praise. Bob, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jason. Have a good
All right.
night.
There he goes. Bob Smizek from the Post-Gazette. Awesome conversation. Always enjoy talking to Bob and getting his perspective on some things. Cool. Yeah. So we solved it, Charlie. You good with that? Charlie's actually working back there.
Well, I'm working, but also there's a massive blockbuster trade currently happening in the NHL right now. It doesn't involve the Penguins, but for a hockey buff like me, it's...
Who we got?
As of right now, the first domino to fall, Taylor Hall, was going to go from the Chicago Blackhawks to the Carolina Hurricanes. So it does affect the Penguins in that way, because the Hurricanes are in the same division. But Frank Saravalli just tweeted out that it's a bigger deal, and not only is Taylor Hall going to the Hurricanes, but Mikko Rantanen from the Colorado Avalanche will also be going to the Hurricanes.
Okay.
And Mikko Rantanen, for those who don't know, is a guy who can put up 90 points with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
So good luck to whoever plays the Hurricanes in round one, and it's most likely going to be the Devils, which makes me very sad.
I highly doubt it'll be the Penguins, though. At least not the way this is currently tracking. And we'll get into all of that. And thanks again to Bob Smizek. I should have said that as soon as we finished our interview. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Never did get to that second championship game this weekend. I will do that when we get back. Also, Lou in Bentleyville, hang on. We'll get to your call as well. Some more football talk as we transition out of that into some hockey stuff. The top of the next hour. Thanks so much for finding us. This is the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jason Mackey. Don't go anywhere on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.